The Old Testament reading for the third Sunday after Pentecost is from Genesis chapter 3. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave me, she gave me fruit of the tree and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, in between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." This is the word of the Lord. The epistle from 2 Corinthians chapters 4 and 5, which is also our text for this morning's sermon. Since we have the same spirit of faith according to what has been written, "I believe, and so I spoke," we also believe, and so we also speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. For we know that if the tent, which is our earthly home, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel, according to St. Mark, the third chapter. Then Jesus went home, and the crowd gathered again, so that they could not even eat. And when his family heard it, they went out to seize him, for they were saying, "He's out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem were saying, "He's possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons he casts out demons." And he called them to him and said to them in parables, "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but is coming to an end. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man. Then indeed he may plunder his house. Thus, truly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the children of man, and whoever blasphemes, whatever blasphemies they utter, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." And his mother and brothers came, standing outside. They sent to him and called him. And a crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you." He answered them, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking about at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother." This is the gospel of the Lord. Our text is the epistle lesson from 2 Corinthians. In Jesus' name, amen. A couple of weeks ago, driving down to Bakersfield, I saw a billboard. There on the billboard was a runner crouched with one of those springy things that enables someone to still run after they have lost part of that leg. There were four words underneath the billboard: lost leg, not heart. It almost sounds like the words from our epistle lesson. The epistle says the same thing: so we do not lose heart. No matter what may be happening around us, no matter what may be going on inside of our own bodies, happening within our families, our mental capacities, our emotions, we do not lose heart. And so we don't get discouraged, so discouraged that we give up. We don't lose hope. We don't lose heart. But doesn't God know what's going on? What's going on around us and in us that weighs so heavily upon us that it just weighs us down? Our text calls it light and momentary, but it doesn't feel light. It doesn't seem momentary. What's going on around us? A war in Ukraine that threatens nuclear annihilation. The Israeli-Hamas war hinges on a major Middle Eastern conflict. And the after effects of the COVID shutdown. They put us at odds with each other, and we have real difficulty getting back together. We lost many teachers, medical personnel, and there's others that just no longer want to deal with our polarized country. Inflation has hit our budgets, so it's much more difficult to buy milk, eggs, and gas. The list could go on. We live in an uncertain age with anxiety increasing when more and more people give up. They've lost hope and lost heart. That's what's going on around us, but what about within us? We know our own frailties, failings, and weaknesses. Maybe we're afraid of dealing with the unknown. Unknown within our lives, unknown within our families and friends. You may be dealing with grief. A grief that is physically painful. Tears are plentiful. And even years later, grief is still there. Some days it's not light. Some days, well, it's going to be with us forever. And so we ask, how can God's word say that all of this, which weighs so heavily upon us, which we can see going on around us and within us, how is it light and momentary? How can we not lose heart? The answer to those questions comes straight from 2 Corinthians. Before our text, we hear, "We are so utterly burdened beyond our strength that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death." Utterly burdened beyond our strength, the sentence of death. See, God knows. He knows the weight. He knows what he sees. So how do we not lose hope? How can we not lose heart? It's all because of Christ's resurrection. We also believe, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us into his presence. Everything changed with the resurrection. You see, we know what's coming. A day will come, a final day, a day of resurrection, the day when Jesus will reappear. And as Christ rose from the dead, so will we. We will rise with our bodies immortal, imperishable. We will experience no more tears, no more pain, no more grief, no more failings or frailty. No more. Our bodies will be glorified on that final day of resurrection. And so God speaks what's to come. The glory of being in Christ's resurrected presence for eternity far outweighs our light and momentary affliction. So we do not lose heart. Listen for four words mentioned before our lessons. We're afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. How do we believe that for ourselves? We look into the Bible, particularly the gospel accounts, where Jesus speaks words of comfort and encouragement. You remember your baptism, when Jesus brought you into his eternal family, and even now assures you of what is to come on that last day. Step up here to the Lord's table. Take that small piece of bread. It is the true body of Christ. Sip the wine, the very blood of Christ. You are in the presence of the risen Christ at that moment. He strengthens you so you do not lose heart. Oh, yes. What you see around you, what you experience within you may be so real, but what's happening inside of you because of Jesus, even though unseen, is just as real. So we believe, yes, we say it too. We do not lose heart. In Jesus' name, amen.